Toy Story. The book. I was driving to an appointment with my grandma, and my feet turned left instead of right. I didn't drive very far before I realized my mistake. While looking for a place to turn around, I drove past a boat on the side of the road with a sign for sale. I had a fleeting thought that my son and I would have really enjoyed the boat. He and I loved being out on the water. We became certified as scuba divers when he was just 13, and then recertified when he turned 16. We loved to go fishing, kayaking, canoeing, sailing, snorkeling, and scuba diving. We also liked going to an island near Tampa Bay to look for sharks' teeth. I found a place to turn around and didn't think any more about the boat. That night, though, my son came back to me in a dream. He told me to buy the boat that I had seen. He was very specific about what he wanted me to do with the boat. Provide boating trips to veterans, military service members, and families who had endured the death of a warrior. He wanted me to take him to some of his favorite places in the bay and on various rivers in the area. The dream woke me, but I was happy about having the dream. It was comforting to see him and hear his voice. The next morning, over coffee, I told my mom about the dream. We both had a chuckle over the thought of me being a boat captain. That night, I was awakened by the same dream. I had been diagnosed with PTSD, and it was very important that I got a good night's sleep, so being awakened by the dream wasn't good. For the next two nights, I had a dream again. My PTSD symptoms intensified due to the lack of sleep. On the fifth night, when I was awakened by the dream, I sat up in bed. I looked up to heaven and said, "Corey, please, 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 don't make me buy this boat. You know why we always used to joke about them being called boats." Break out another sergeant. After a few hours, I was finally able to drift back to sleep. The next morning, my mom asked if I had had a dream again. I told her yes, and if I don't get a good night's sleep soon, I don't know what I'm going to do. She suggested I call the doctor and schedule an appointment to see him. In the meantime, she told me to drive back to where the boat had been parked to see if it was still there. If the boat is gone, maybe your dream will stop. If the boat is still there, it sounds like it's going to be way out of your price range, since you only have about $2,500. Maybe you can afford it without me. I was waiting for anything. I called the doctor's office. I jumped in my car and drove back to where I had seen the boat. It was there still. I pulled in to take a closer look at the for sale sign. There was no sleep, just phone book. I put on my cell phone and dialed the number.